in pursuit of the puck in the defensive zone. Dexheimer out around to Laskowski and directed it to Mellenbacher, who chased it down at center ice and dumps it in. Stays on his skates as he takes a bump. Quickly after it, Abel. He scooped it around the near side. Now a turnover, deck hut. Mellenbacher in front. Chance for Wisconsin, and they can't finish it off. Ryan Botterill to the right of Turnus. Nice look, though, by Mellenbacher. Ooh. Under 6 minutes left now in the third. 2-1 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Botterill again backs pedaling kind of and made it really difficult to get a handle on it and get a good shot off, but he can't really tell from us if it went on net or not.
Yeah. Kerr was pressured back in his own zone, thought about a middle breakout and thought better of it. And now Anthony Kerr gains the line and will scoop it into the Ohio State zone. Lindmark against Hansen Bukata, who took a tumble to the ice. Puck caught up in the skates of Burnside, but reverses now to the Ohio State defenseman. 5:20 to go in the third. Wisconsin with a 2-1 lead. Been in this situation so many times this season. It hasn't gone well so many times this season. Maybe things will change here in the playoffs. Shot from the right wing by the Buckeyes off a stick and out of play.
Interesting play there by Ohio State. It was really an icing play, but such speed, it bounced out so hard it went right to Ohio State's forward before anyone even got to the face-off dots. He just showed that Botterill play again. He definitely looks like he got a pretty good shot off. Just nicked the goaltender's right arm and flipped over the net.
Badgers on the attack. Here comes Wisconsin's Findlay. Looks off a man and then fires one too high over the crossbar. Dexheimer holds the zone. Findlay in pursuit in the corner. Scoops it up. Stick handles. Pass to the point off a stick or two. Badgers in the midst of a change. Kerr has to hustle, preventing Dunlap and a break-in. Bouncing puck towards the Badgers' cage. Knocked down and slowed by Scholes. Kerr, good play, heads up play. He had to fend off a couple of Buckeyes that time. Slow moving pass Findlay to center in Morrissey. Got to get it deep, Gavin. He failed to do so. Findlay, though, will on a third attempt after Mosley had swung and missed. 4.5 minutes left, 2-1 Wisconsin.
Yeah, Findlay on that play on the goofy change and the bouncing puck, he recognized it and he got back into that sort of second defenseman position.
Here's Thomas Wise, stick handling in the Wisconsin zone, defended by Hensler. Logan digging in, bump pass far side wall, good play. Laskowski got the angle to it and poked it out to neutral. Buckeyes with the puck, loose puck, Guzzo lets it go. Tassi picks it up, he's at the red line, dumped it in far corner, and Mellenbacher gives chase. Pins it against the kick plate, comes out of the corner with it. Turns back to his right, now back to his left as he's double-teamed and gave it away. And the Buckeyes have it back. Pass to Jake Dunlop, cut off by Kerr. Freed the puck for Scholes. Mellenbacher at the blue line. Left wing pass, Kukkonen tries to shoot, and he whistled it wide. Held in, though, by Kerr, right point. Skates to the center point. Kerr now, low left. Finds the stick of Fitzgerald. Pass to Kukkonen off his skate back to Fitzgerald right wing. Sauce across. Kerr, a blast. He missed the nets. Bounces to the high slot. Guzzo got there for Ohio State. 2-1 Wisconsin. 3:25 to go here in regulation. Scarfoni back behind his own net. Leaves it off for Scholes. Zach Scholes cuts right. Now to his left up the ice. Zach Scholes didn't gain the red line, scooped it deep, no icing called. Fitzgerald hustled. Here's Botterill, right side, slot pass, Kukkonen shanked it. Far side, Dexheimer, good work, chopped it to the corner. And look out, Botterill in on the forecheck, but Ohio State has the puck. Lead feed, Deckhut, left wing, under 3 minutes to play. 2-1 Wisconsin. Lindmark skates behind his own net, the captain along the far side to Botterill. Knocked away by Carfanyan deep. Kerr picks it up, ran into his teammate, gave it away. Deckhut had it, lost it, picked up by Carfanyan, shot through the low slot, missed the net. Carfanyan's got it again, left point, 2:35 left. One-timer by Montez off the mark. Burnside with it now. They're going to empty their net for an extra attacker. Puck out near the Badgers line, held in by Ohio State. Kerr after it quickly, scoops it up near side, off a body, over the glass, and into the crowd. Clock stops, 2:22 to go in regulation. Wisconsin leads Ohio State 2-1.
Ooh, I need to take breath, Brian. This has been a quite of a third period here. The Badgers hold on to a one-goal lead. Badgers have really done a really nice job of keeping the puck in the offensive zone, working the puck low below the goal line. But you expect right here, 2:22 left, goalie pull for Ohio State. They're going to put some pressure on here. Can the Badgers survive this?
2:22 to play. Extra attacker. Empty net to our right. Morrissey against Montez in the faceoff circle to the right of Scarfoni. The puck under the body of Morrissey. It's poked out to the line. Carfagna's got it. Looking. Left wing, Montez. Bumps it off the wall. Taken away by Morrissey. Badgers have numbers with an empty net. Ahead to Mosley. He's got it. Flips it over to Finley. Shoots at the empty net, and he missed it. Oh, he's 10 feet away and put it off the far post. Oh, Finley has reached up with his left hand on top of his head. He can't believe himself. Under 2 minutes left. The Badgers could have just finished off this series. They have more work to do.
Unbelievable. Puck, I think, was maybe bouncing a little bit on Finley as Mosley kind of flew it up and sauced it across, and he just put it off the post and side of the net.
1:40 left. Buckeyes. Carfagna fires one wide. Down to the corner it goes. Look out, man open in front. Pass to Thompson off a stick or two. Free! They score! No! Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine from the slot through traffic. Got by Scarfoni. It's 2-2. 1:29 left.
Unbelievable. Looked like game could have been over there. Again, Quinn Finley, puck on his stick in the offensive end. A little tight, hasn't scored in a while, and he hit the outside or the post of the net, and then Ohio State comes back down the other end, and right in the slot, Fontaine looks like probably through the five hole of Scarfoni, and the game is tied.
Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine, 14th goal of the season, his first goal in seven games, comes at 18:31. Wow. Badgers had this one in the bag. Their top goal scorer with an empty net. He's 10 feet away. Long range shot by the point man, Abel, goes wide. Now you're playing to get the lead back, or at least overtime. After Fontaine scores, even strength at 18:31. They dump it in on Scarfoni. He got his stick down and moved it near side. Phelan after it. Badgers will exit. Tyson Dick protects and then gave it away. Under a minute to go. Buckeyes 2, Badgers 2. 50 seconds left. Anton Bucata, lead feed off a stick and into the crowd above the Badger bench. Everybody appears to be okay. Goodness. You know, it's we've seen this happen so often this season to this team. Whether it's having the lead and giving it away in the third, being tied, and opposition scores with a minute left or 3 minutes left, as was the case a couple of weeks ago in Columbus. You know, they've made it so difficult on themselves, and this is just another example of it. But it's not over. Who knows? Finley could come back and zip one past Turnus, and everybody's all happy. And Finley's got the puck left wing. Flies in, low left, and he shoots one, but it goes off his stick. Kerem's around the wall. Dunlap's got it. Hands it off now to Burnside. 30 seconds left in the game, at least in regulation. And now whistling offside on Ohio State. Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine from Burnside and Carfagna at 18:31.
Said you've seen it all year long, but I haven't seen that all at all this year.
Well, that.
Much at all. That was something. That's going to hurt, or that does hurt right now, but hopefully that will be forgotten if the Badgers can get the next goal in this game.
They have to. Tassi, Morrissey, Mosley right now. Finley had an extended shift a moment ago, and I'm sure can't get it out of his mind, the empty net he had a little while ago that could have iced the game. Ohio State holds the zone, 20 seconds to go. Badgers get it back, nudged out by Morrissey to Mosley. Rink-wide pass, Tassi able to deflect it into the Ohio State zone. Buckeyes after it, Carfagna. 10 seconds left, turned and ran into Tassi. Out to Dexheimer, D-to-D to Phelan, right back to Dexheimer. He backpedals into the Badgers zone, and we're headed to overtime. Ohio State ties it at 18:31 of the third. And the Badgers and the Buckeyes in game two of this best of three series going to overtime, tied at two. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification, 10 seconds for a legal ID. You're listening to Wisconsin Badger Hockey.
This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Brian Posick and Paul Capobianco here at Nationwide Arena. Again, Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine ties it at 18-31 with an extra attacker. Davis Burnside and Damian Carfagna with assists. Fontaine is 14th goal of the year. The game-tying goal as we get set for overtime. And just taking a look at the final shot totals in regulation, Wisconsin had 6 shots on goal in the third. Ohio State had 13. Tommy Scarfone, 12 saves. He's had an excellent night tonight, stopping 33 shots. Logan Turnus stopped all 6 in that period. He has 24 through 2 periods. Now, the one thing about Big Ten playoff hockey as opposed to Big Ten regular season hockey, it's 5-on-5, sudden death overtime. And they'll resurface the ice and put 20 minutes up on the clock, and they'll play until there's a winner. So it could go 2, 3, 4 overtimes. We're hoping that's not the case. But if it comes out on the right side of things, it doesn't matter how long it takes. But, yeah, this is, you know, 3-on-3s is all fine and good. But when it comes to playoff hockey, you play hockey, and that's 5-on-5 with goalies on both sides.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there's no... Even in the NHL, they do the same thing. Once you get right to playoff time, it's regular hockey, making sure you're decided. Although you see some bigger tournaments, things, shorter tournaments, Olympics and things like that, you play the overtimes a little bit differently with making sure you don't play forever, especially in a non-championship game. But, yeah, the Badgers will have to kind of flush what happened at the end there, especially Quinn Finley will have to forget what happened in there with the empty net fumble and miss. And the Badgers will just go out here again. You're in a position, if you score, you move on to the next round, and that goes to the forefront of your mind. Played a really good third period until they gave up that goal. They did exactly what you want to do with the lead. They were played most of the time down below the Ohio State blue line. I'm sorry, red line, or goal line. It's red. And it just didn't work out on the end there. And again, flush it and come back out for the overtime and try to get a win here.
I know you were saying it on a couple of occasions too. One more, got to get another. Getting to 3 has been a chore for this team. You know, it's what, 21 times they've scored 2 goals or less in regulation, and this is a case here tonight. But can you get to that number 3? And at times Wisconsin was good in the third period but just couldn't find the back of the net, and then Finley has a chance with an empty netter and it doesn't work out. So now you go to overtime against Ohio State, a thorn in your side for several years now. You beat them last night, and like you said, get one in overtime and you'll be happy and move on. So the Badgers and the Buckeyes tied at 2. We're headed to overtime. We'll be back in a few moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
The Kohl Center, Camp Randall, the Fieldhouse. This is where the magic happens, where the best players lead with passion, fight with power, and win with exceptional performance. And now it's time we add another house to our Badger community. Meet Madison's newest powerhouse player, UW Health East Park Medical Center, home of top doctors and advanced treatments, all under one roof. So no matter the opponent, we're the place to defeat it. UW Health. Remarkable.
Back at Nationwide Arena, heading to overtime. Game 2 of this best of 3 Big Ten quarterfinal series tied at 2. Badgers won last night 4-1. 2-2 here tonight. Palatichuk and Kukkonen scored for Wisconsin. Badgers had a 2-0 lead halfway through this game. Then Ohio State's Jake Rossi scored to make it a 1-goal game late second period. Gunnar Wolf-Fontaine scores with 90 seconds left with an extra attacker to tie the game. The Badgers 29 times this season, 30 times now this season, they've given up, take that back, 29 times this season, they've given up a goal in the final 2 minutes of a period. And that's just alarming, to say the least. And the third period has been a house of horrors at times, too, giving up this game-tying goal here. But, again, as Paul Capobianco mentioned, wash it and come out ready to play in overtime. And Wisconsin's used to overtime. 2-6-3 in overtime games this season. 11 overtime games. They played 8 in Big Ten action. Won only one of them. That was against Penn State, but lost 6 and then tied one as well. Ohio State in overtime this season. 3 wins, 2 losses, and 2 ties.
But importantly, those are overtimes, but these are totally different overtimes. Those were 3-on-3, which is a totally different game.
Correct.
They have not played a 5-on-5 overtime yet.
No, they have not. Thanks for pointing that out.
You're welcome. But it is a big difference.
No, there's no question about it. Exactly. You can, you know, well, here's an issue, though, for the Wisconsin Badgers. Joe Palatichuk has not returned from an injury that he appeared to have suffered during a penalty kill in the second period of play. Jack Horbach was injured in the first period and has not returned. So the Badgers, while they suit up 13 forwards and 6 D, they're down to 12 forwards and 5 D. And so Mike Hastings, Todd Canott, Nick Oliver, Kevin Murdoch trying to work through all that and getting the best combinations out there that they can. Now, while many of those combinations may not see a lot of ice time together during games, we watch practice all the time. These guys get plenty of ice time together during practice. So hopefully they can figure something out and make it work here tonight and not have to go to a game 3 tomorrow night.
For sure. And for on their behalf, if you're going to have to do that, you want it to end probably relatively quickly. You don't want to go 2-3-4 overtimes with 5D. You'd rather not.
Correct.
You get the win, it probably doesn't matter as much. But if you don't, you got to come back again tomorrow. So you are for sure, again, hoping to win and hoping to win in early time so you don't have to be tested too much with a little bit shorter of a defensive bench.
For sure. So we'll see how this goes here when the overtime session starts in about 5.5 minutes or so. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Penn State, it looks like, will sweep Michigan and move on to the semifinals next weekend. In Ann Arbor, the Nittany Lions have a 5-2 lead on the Wolverines with a minute 18 to go. Charlie Serrato, fine-looking freshman, just scored a little while ago to give the Nittany Lions that lead. They won last night 6-5, so it looks like Penn State's going to sweep. And Notre Dame scored first tonight, but then Minnesota scored on a power play. There's 1 second left in the second period at Mariucci, and the Gophers and the Irish tied at 1. Notre Dame won last night, the last place Irish trying to pull off a major upset, much like Ohio State did last year to the Wisconsin Badgers. We'll check the rest of the scores in a bit. We're going to take a 90-second break as we get set for overtime. Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at 2. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance, like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
The big game. Family. Friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burger, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world. We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road. Drive drunk. Drive sober. Or get pulled over. Together, we can save lives. Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov. Wisconsin DOT.
So Penn State has defeated Michigan 5-2 and swept that first round series. J.J. Weebush, the Verona native, a hat trick last night, scored again tonight for the Nittany Lions, who reached 20 wins this season. How about Penn State? Started the Big Ten season 0-8. But since then, in Big Ten play, the Nittany Lions are 11-3-4. They only have three losses in their last 21 games overall. Penn State wins tonight 5-2 and advances. Meanwhile, Minnesota and Notre Dame tied at one as they go to the third period at Mariucci after the Irish won last night 3-2. The Wisconsin women's hockey team won the WCHA playoff championship today with a fantastic 4-3 win over Minnesota. Sarah Woznevich, the senior, won it with less than 25 seconds to go in regulation set up by Casey O'Brien. Ava McNaughton with 31 saves. So the Wisconsin women now 33-1-2 and await the NCAA selection show tomorrow at 10:30 in the morning. It's on ESPNU. The Badgers will be the number one overall seed, and we'll know all the pairings and bracket tomorrow at about 10:30, 11 o'clock or so. Again, it's on ESPNU. NCAA Division III women's hockey. Congratulations to Joe Cranston and the UW River Falls Falcons. The defending national champions won their sixth straight O'Brien Cup with a 4-1 win over Eau Claire. And St. Norbert won the Slots Cup as NCHA tournament champions. A 3-2 overtime win over Adrian. Tristan Wicklund scored the game winner for the Green Knights. Kira Markle had 36 saves. So St. Norbert and River Falls win Division III conference tournament championships tonight. On the men's side, Eau Claire hosting River Falls in the WIAC for the Commissioner's Cup. And in the NCHA, the Harris Cup Championship at Cornerstone Community Center in De Pere, St. Norbert against Adrian. And we do know of two high school state champions this season. The girls from Central Wisconsin beat Bay Area today 8-0 to win the second straight WIAA Girls State Hockey Championship. Faye Brunke had four goals for Central Wisconsin. Division II championship on the boys' side went to Tomahawk, winning its first title. The Hatchets beat Amory 5-3 behind two goals and 4 points from Jet Riley. And in the first period, late first period, Division I title game at Cap Ice in Middleton, Edgewood leads two-time defending state champion Notre Dame 3-1. Here, Wisconsin and Ohio State tied at two as we get set for overtime. Have you taken deep breaths, a little yoga, right? Little mind work, little, you know, deep breathing?
Oh, yes. I took a little break, ran down the hall.
Yes.
Ran back down the hall, got a little bit of nervous energy out. Let's go here in the overtime.
No meditation?
Physical activity took care of that for me.
Positive thinking. Badgers and the Buckeyes in overtime. Buckeyes win the draw and dump it in. Scarfoni calmly paddles it around to the near side. Under the left skate of Finley. Morrissey tries to track it down at center. Instead, the Buckeyes have it. Chop it to the Badgers line. And that's where Anthony Kerr picks it up. Slides it ahead to Morrissey. Here's Finley to Morrissey. He shoots one, a knuckle puck that goes over the outstretched glove of Turnus. And the Buckeyes trying to clear. Morrissey able to hold the zone for a moment, getting support from Mosley. Now a wild pass out to neutral, and the Badgers' Zach Schulz has it there. 35 seconds into the period. Overtime. Badgers, Kukkonen, hard to the net, and he fired one that Turnus stopped. Turnaround shot by Kukkonen. That goes off a stick and out of play. Oh, I didn't see that coming from Kukkonen left wing. He turned on the Jets and cut in hard on Logan Turnus.
Yeah, you can see when he made that decision, his little bit of powerful strides around the D, got straight to the front of the net. Got a great shot off, just off the far pad. Followed up and threw another puck on the net.
Kukkonen had an empty netter last night, five shots on goal. He scored again here tonight and had a chance there in overtime. About a minute into the extra session, sudden death, 20 minutes. Ensler after it in the Badgers zone, rims it around and out, and then gobbled up by Burnside. Finds the defenseman Johnson. Center ice pass off the stick of Thompson, deflects into the Badgers' end. Zach Scholes able to shovel it over to Hensler. Outlet to Kukkonen. Hands off to Fitzgerald. Wild pass at center. Intercepted by Johnson. Back the other way, Fontaine. Right wing, Burnside. Ran into traffic. Picked up by Johnson. Tries to scoop it around the Badgers. In front. It's loose behind the cage. Scarfoni was sliding right. Looking up in the air. It was behind the nets. And now Ohio State will set up. Abel to Johnson. His shot low. Skipped wide. Ricocheted off the kick plate behind the nets. Behind the cage now, it's Thompson with Scholes on him. Pushing the big fella up against the end boards. Jake Dunlap waiting for the puck to squirt free for the Buckeyes. Fitzgerald there for the Badgers. Still working. Dunlap comes out of there with it. Overtime, 2-2 game here in Columbus. Long-range shot, Scarfoni battling for it. It's loose. Hensler on his knees. Reaching for it now was Ohio State's Wise, but he couldn't play it. And the Badgers able to finally get it up to center and into the Buckeye zone.
Yeah, Laskowski had a battle. Fought off a Ohio State forward back-checking, but he got the puck out, got it deep.
Buckeyes have it again. Here's Abel out of his own end. Veers off to his right at the Badgers line. He'll whip it around left corner. It goes and deflected back out by Tassie, and he's going to hustle after it, but Turnus out of his net in the left corner with Tassie coming in pursuit. And Turnus able to rim it around, but Lindmark prevents the Buckeyes from clearing, at least initially. Now it comes out to center. 2.5 minutes into OT, 2-2 game. Badgers led 1-0 after one on Joe Palatichuk's power play goal. Kyle Kukkonen made it 2-0 early in the second. Buckeyes got on the board late in the second from Jake Rossi, and then the game-tying goal with an extra attacker by Gunnar Wolf Fontaine with just under 90 seconds to play. Puck cleared up into the Buckeyes bench and a stoppage in play and actually a faceoff back in the OSU zone. 17-11 to go in the first overtime session. We're tied at 2.
A little bit of conservative play. You saw it back behind the Badger end where Thompson along the boards and Scholes on him. No other player from either team went in to really battle for the puck. Playing smart, making sure guys are covered. At least in that situation, a low-risk play. Make sure keep an eye out where the puck is.
Morrissey, Finley, Mosley on the ice. Morrissey diving for the loose puck after the draw. Now he's got it behind the net. Morrissey with it left wing. Hits the brakes, tries to peel back into the corner. He's tied up there by Montez, but still has possession and now flips it out accidentally to center, and that's where Anthony Kerr goes to get it, and he'll dump it down in. Turnus stops it and leaves it off for Hanson Bukata. Looks up around and flings it around the glass. Hong wasn't ready for it. The Badgers dump it right back in. 3:15 into overtime. 2-2 game. Here's Ryan Gordon now up the right wing wall. Cut off by Mellenbacher. Owens had a nice night here tonight. Battle ensues on the near side. Now the Buckeyes scoop it into the Badgers zone. Hensler after it. Rims it around to Pietila. Protects backhand pass Mellenbacher. 2-on-2. 3-on-2. Mellenbacher right wing. His shot off a stick end up into the mesh. Stopping play. Dexheimer joined the rush. He wanted the puck down the middle. Tyson Dick on the backside. Mellenbacher elected to shoot.
We've seen if there's one guy in overtimes for the Badgers that have seems to have stepped up. He's a guy that seems to show up in overtimes. Even in the 3-on-3, he scored last year on a play early in the season.
Yep.
We've seen him this year make some rushes that he's taken advantage of 3-on-3 play. We haven't obviously seen him much in the 5-on-5 this year.
Mellenbacher, face off to the left of Turnus, and that one won by Ohio State. He'll exit the zone. Wise ran into trouble. And now Phelan backhands it back to the Ohio State line. Buckeyes take it from there. Brent Johnson back to Wise at neutral ice. Lobs it to the far corner. Jake Dunlap after it. Care on him. Wise backpedaling to the wall. Shot blocked. Foot race now. Mellenbacher dives, pokes it down deep into the Ohio State zone. And the Badgers get a change here. A little over 4 minutes gone by in overtime. Wise now across the line. Left wing shot. That's off a stick. And into the mesh, stopping play. 15:46 to go in OT. Hey, Mark Osiki, 7th Annual Casting for Kids Fishing Tournament to support the American Family Children's Hospital, UW Carbone Cancer Center, is coming up Saturday, May 17th on the Madison Chain of Lakes. We'd love to have you join us. Also, a chance for you to win a brand new Alumacraft fishing boat. To sign up and get more info, go to castingforkids.org. Casting, the number 4, kids.org. It's Saturday, May 17th on the Madison Chain of Lakes. Badgers win the defensive zone faceoff, reverse, and here's Scholes now up the right wing. Snapping off a pass was Wisconsin's Kukkonen off his skate and back into the Badgers' end. Wisconsin will try again. Hensler almost gave it away. And a centering pass comes right through the slot. No Buckeyes there. Badgers reaching for it. Eventually gobbled up by Fitzgerald. Right wing pass off his stick. Kukkonen gives chase. Abel there first for Ohio State. Those two tied up. Laskowski trying to jam it free. Slides to the far wall. And Burnside puts it back to the corner. Now has a little time and space. And the Buckeyes will just set things up behind their own net. 5 minutes gone by into overtime. A 2-2 game. Badgers won last night 4-1. A win tonight, and they move on to the Big Ten semifinals. A loss in Ohio State, and Wisconsin will play a game 3 tomorrow night at 6 Central. Badgers have the puck onside. Botterill can't shoot. Good work from behind by Dekut to tie up his stick. Rossi mishandles. Dexheimer's got it. Walks in. Shoots one. Turnus fought it off with a blocker. Long rebound out, and the Buckeyes have potential numbers. Gordon with it. Rossi, middle of the ice. Gordon right wing. Shoots one. Easy save directed by Scarfoni to the far wall. Now from the point, Carfagna's shot hit traffic.
Buckeyes looked like they was going to have a 4-on-2. One guy went to change, and the Badgers recovered relatively well.
Botterill able to whack the puck out to center. Buckeyes refeed the offensive zone, and Scarfoni moved it to the corner. Duck Dekut after it, tied up by Dexheimer. And Wisconsin's Botterill just got smoked right on the near side. He went to his knees, back up on his skates. Wisconsin onside. Morrissey, far side, Mosley. A one-time chance for Mosley, but the puck was deflected, not in his wheelhouse. It didn't end up there. Mosley whiffed. Now Scarfoni out of his net, dangerously along the near side boards. Backhanded the puck around behind the net, and the Badgers able to exit the zone. Mosley with it now. Onside is Wisconsin. Finley right side. Long range rocket right into the midsection of Turnus. And on his knees, he hangs on. 13:39 to go in overtime. Wisconsin 2, Ohio State 2.
If you're wondering who the hero might be for Wisconsin, 3 Badgers in this game have scored overtime goals. Ryland Mosley had a couple in his career, along with Christian Fitzgerald, which was last year against Michigan. And then Dexheimer, the other one.
Against Penn State.
And the Badger leader, Daniel Lotch, unfortunately is out for the season.
Although he's here and got a chance to skate yesterday morning for the first time since having season-ending surgery back in January. Badgers lost the faceoff, but the puck out to center, and Wisconsin with possession. Bad pass, Hensler onside Ohio State. Guzzo left wing pass, broken up by the Badgers. Pietla trying to dig it free. Wise left side, look out, Rossi in tight. Scarfoni on his knees made the stop. Badgers turn it over again. Right wing pass, Wise sets and fires, blocked by Hensler. Badgers in scramble mode here, and now Wisconsin takes the puck away. Finley leans to the center of the ice. He's got it. Shoots one low, and Turnus will steer it to the near side. Mellenbacher, tough angled shot, stopped by Turnus. Loose puck, right circle. Pietla just can't get there in time. That was Laskowski actually wiped out. Cody back on his skates, though. Mellenbacher below the goal line. Looking. Pass went off a stick or two, and now rolls out to center. Kerr's got plenty of time and space and goes and gets it. Kukkonen tries to direct into the attacking zone. Unable to do so. Taken away by Fontaine. Cuts to the middle of the ice. Hands off to Wise. Can't get a shot off. Kerr just shoved into the far wall. Anthony goes down. Basically a 4-on-4. Right side Fontaine. Now 5-on-5. Long range shot. Scarfoni off his stick. Up under the crossbar and in. Ohio State wins in overtime and forces a game 3 in the Big Ten quarterfinals.
Anthony Kerr made a great play. It looked like it was going to be a drop pass to the center of the ice, a slot. He pushes one of the Buckeyes out of the way. They keep possession of the puck, just traffic in front. And I'm curious if
they'll check
to make sure there was no goalie interference there.
Referees are in the scorers table right now. Jake Rakuki and Nicholas Bett looking at video replay. They have a Big Ten official, Tom DeLaFranco, who's the replay official and helping assist the two men on the ice.
There's definitely a Buckeye in the crease on that play. Riley Thompson kind of circles around. So this will be an interesting one.
It looked like Scarfoni extended his stick. and you could hear the puck hit a stick. I thought it was Scarfoni's, and maybe the way it was angled down to the ice, that's why it went upstairs and underneath the crossbar. But again, the referee's taking a look at instant replay. This game may not be over, although the scoreboard lists Ohio State with a 3-2 overtime win.
Thompson's definitely in the crease behind Scarfoni. Didn't get pushed in, but we'll see what the call is. Not sure if he got in the way or not. Normally, that would be call the whistle there.
No goal. They count it. They count the goal. Buckeyes win in overtime. And Mike Hastings wants an explanation.
They've given him the benefit of the doubt on most of those plays this year. He is behind Scarfoni, but I don't know that he really got any contact or got in his way. And
yeah.
Unfortunately for Wisconsin, they're going to have to try again tomorrow night.
The Badgers played their A game last night and beat the Buckeyes 4-1 tonight. Built a 2-0 lead, let it slip away, giving up the game-tying goal with 90 seconds left in regulation. And now the Buckeyes win it at the 7:30 mark of overtime. Final score, Ohio State 3, Wisconsin 2. There will be a game 3 tomorrow night. Stay tuned. Our post-game show is coming up next. Our post-game show is next. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Celebrate the women who have helped shape the world as we honor Women's History Month with powerful stories of Wisconsin's own. We recognize the groundbreaking achievements of Elizabeth Bayard. She defied the odds to become the first female journalist in Northeast Wisconsin. It was the mid-1800s. Bayard was considered a trusted voice as she wrote about the developing area of the territory known as Green Bay. Her reporting revealed the stories of women and families, offering a fresh perspective in a male-dominated press at that time. Perseverance, passion, and breaking barriers. Bayard is a part of Green Bay and Wisconsin history, and a symbol of the progress women continue to make every day. We recognize the powerful women from the past and those who are still writing their own history today. I'm Lisa Hale.
When you think about early labor unions, do you think of Wisconsin? You should. The state's first labor union formed in Milwaukee in 1847 when the bricklayers organized, then the carpenters union in 1848. The National Labor Union didn't even form until 1866. A State Historical Society report shows Wisconsin's union members also pushed for workers' compensation and unemployment insurance legislation, becoming a model for other states. For Civic Media, I'm Terry Barr.
I was proud to be a soldier.
I told the truth and got kicked out.
And so I thought to myself, I'm taking this rule down.
If you're an LGBTQ plus veteran, your memories are important too. Share your story with the Library of Congress Veterans History Project, where firsthand accounts from U.S. military veterans are preserved and made accessible for researchers and future generations. Visit loc.gov/vets to submit your stories, photographs, and documents today.
Badger Hockey has been brought to you by Alliant Energy. Alliant Energy is powering beyond for you. And by American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Welcome to the Badger Postgame Show.
Back here at Nationwide Arena in Columbus, Wisconsin falls in overtime to Ohio State 3-2. And a game three in this best of three Big Ten quarterfinal series will be played tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Central, 5:30 pregame on the Badger Sports Network and the Varsity Network app. We're waiting for final stats, and we believe that the game-winning goal will be credited to Riley Thompson, his 17th of the year at 7:30 from Aiden Hansen-Bucetta and Gunnar Wolf Fontaine. Thompson gets credit for the goal, even though he was standing in the crease behind Wisconsin goaltender Tommy Scarfone when the puck went in the net. So I'm not quite certain how they determined that Thompson should get credit for that goal, but that's what I'm seeing on my stat monitor right now. We hope to get final statistics and official scoring for you as soon as possible. I do know that Ohio State, well, again, this is unofficial. I guess I don't know. Finished with 40 shots on goal tonight, 5 in that overtime session. Tommy Scarfone stopped 4 of those 5 in overtime. He finished with 37 saves on 40 shots against. Meanwhile, Logan Turnus, 7 saves in the overtime session, 31 for the game as he picked up the victory here tonight. So the Badgers have fallen overtime 3-2, and it's kind of hard. I know Paul Capobianco continues to look at video replay of what transpired at the end. Hansen-Bucetta, left-handed defenseman, shot one from the left point. Thompson is behind the Badgers goaltender. There's a Badger right next to or even making contact. That's Zach Scholes making contact with Tommy Scarfone. And as we try to get more of a look from Paul's monitor, but the Big Ten officiating crew was quick to the scorer's table and rather quick in determining that the goal should count. And so Ohio State gets that 3-2 win. I mean, that's just, they've had some heartbreaking losses this season. Wisconsin has this one about as tough as it can get, because you had a chance to advance to the Big Ten semifinals for the first time in this format in your program's history. You have your best goal scorer with an empty net in the final minute of play that would have sealed the victory most likely. But for whatever reason, he shot it off the side of the cage, the outside portion of the left post. And then Ohio State finds a way to get the puck underneath Tommy Scarfone to make it a 2-2 game. And overtime we go, and then Riley Thompson gets credit for the winner. That's just a heartbreaking loss.
That's a punch to the gut for sure. Oh. You have it. The game is on your stick. The series is on your stick. Your top goal scorer, lefty. Yep. So the angle was a little bit tough, still moving towards the goal line. And he just didn't get the angle right and hit it outside the goal. And Ohio State comes back down the other side of the ice and gets one. Gunnar Fontaine, if you think about it, he had a chance to tie earlier in the third period.
Yeah.
Had a wide open net and just shoveled it wide of the net for Wisconsin. So he comes back and is the first hero for Ohio State getting their game tied. And then, even though they say Thompson scored that, I'm about 99% sure that's Aiden Hansen-Bucetta's goal, whatever, it doesn't really matter.
Right, right.
They find a way off the paddle of Tommy Scarfone and up over his shoulder and into the net, and Badgers have to come back and win another one tomorrow.
Yeah, and again, minus a couple of players, maybe. Jack Horbach left in the first period with an injury. Defenseman Joe Palatichuk left in the late after the second period with an injury. Neither returned, so Wisconsin was playing with a kind of a mash unit out there, if you will, and unfortunately it didn't turn out well tonight, but who knows what'll happen tomorrow night. Why don't we take another post-game break? We'll get our three stars of the game. We'll hear from one of the Badgers' assistant coaches. Highlight scores coming up as well. Wisconsin wins. Wisconsin falls tonight to Ohio State. I was ready to say Wisconsin wins tonight. Badgers fall to Ohio State 3-2 in overtime. Back in a couple of minutes. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hey, Badger fans. You want your family to be warm and comfortable during the brutal Wisconsin winters, right? That's why it's good to know the knowledgeable, friendly dealers at Bryant Heating and Cooling, who will do whatever it takes to keep your furnace running efficiently, no matter what the weather throws at you. Plus, score up to $2,600 in tax credits on qualifying Bryant systems. And ask about local rebates and financing for qualified buyers. Find your dealer at Bryant.com. That's Bryant.com. Proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
The big game, family, friends. We know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need, whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones. For us, it means going beyond the expected to make sure we're planning for the energy you need today and tomorrow. That way you can keep your eye on the ball and focus on what's most important to you. Find out more at AlliantEnergy.com/poweringbeyond.
Wisconsin fans, it's Matt's Matt for Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Badger games are intense, high energy, and an experience like no other. Games like that need a high quality, go all four quarters frozen pizza, and you'll find that in a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza. Loaded with the best meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, it's a top-tier pizza proud to support a top-tier program. So the next time you're visiting your favorite local grocery store and you're in the frozen pizza section, look for the pizza loaded with cheese, a Brew Pub, lots of matzo pizza.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at ZeroInWisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Back at Nationwide Arena, Badgers fall in overtime to Ohio State 3-2. This Big Ten first-round playoff series will go at Game 3 tomorrow night, 6 o'clock Central on the Badgers Sports Network. Assistant coach Nick Oliver kind enough to come upstairs here tonight. And, you know, last night, Nick, your club played well all the way around. Tonight it was a bit more of a battle, but you still had a 2-0 lead on the road against a really good Ohio State team. You did enough to win here tonight, wouldn't you say?
There were a lot of good moments. I thought they had a really good push to start the game, which you knew they would that first 10 minutes. And then I thought the back half of our first period was strong, and we carried that into a good second. Got out to a 2-0 lead, and then it became a dogfight. You know, I think two teams that were fighting for every inch of ice, especially in the third period, and they were able to make a play with about a minute and a half to tie it, and then obviously won in overtime.
Yeah. You know, it's been a chore at times to get to three goals. Were you thinking, though, boy, it's 2-0, let's get another, need another, find a way to get another? And there were chances, right?
That's where we really liked our push. We went up two in the second, and we had some extended offensive zone time, and we had some quality looks to try to get that thing to three. And I think this time of year, you know, anytime you can extend leads and continue to make the next play, that's obviously important. And unfortunately, we weren't able to get to three tonight. We weren't able to keep them from getting to three.
Right, exactly. They score late in the second to make it a one-goal game, and then you go into the third. And boy, when you're playing in the third period, you know, you don't necessarily. I mean, you want to make smart plays. You don't want to be conservative. You still want to be on the attack. If you can make an offensive play, you make an offensive play for 15, 16, 17 minutes of that third period, you played like you needed to play to win a game on the road, wouldn't you say?
Yeah, you know what? I thought the two penalties in the first half of the third got us, you know, a little bit out of our rhythm that way. But the guys did a great job, and we got some saves, and we were able to bite off those two kills. And then I thought from that moment on, we actually carried some of the play and had some of our best opportunities to, again, extend that lead. And I don't think we gave much up until that last one.
Right. I feel for Quinn Finley, too. I mean, the game could have been over. You got your best goal scorer out there. I hope he's all right, because you could tell just how disappointed he was in himself and for his teammates with what transpired missing that open net.
Yeah, it's, you know what, this will be a really good test. And I think not only for Quinn, but our group, and I've already seen it. You know, everyone makes mistakes throughout the course of a game, and it's about how you respond to that adversity. But more importantly, how the group collectively comes together and picks each other up. And I didn't see anyone hanging their heads after the game. I think the guys understand that right now it's recovery, rest, hydration, doing what we need to do to get ourselves physically and mentally to a spot to come back and win a game three tomorrow.
Yeah, and should keep your chin up. I mean, you played most of the game without Jack Horbach, and then Joe Palatichuk doesn't return too. I mean, you're running everybody out there, playing as many minutes as possible. You know, yeoman's work by a lot of guys tonight.
Right? Yeah, there was a lot of guys that stepped up. Oh. And, you know, like you said, Jack goes out, I believe, in the first. Mm-hmm. Joey goes out in the second.
Right.
So we're, you know, juggling lines, and now you're down to 5D for maybe half of that game, over right. half with the overtime. So, but guys stepped up and guys contributed, and it wasn't a lack of, like yeah. I said, effort or collective work by those guys. And I think you guys, like I said, you guys stepped up with some of those minutes.
Yeah, and Tommy Scarfone, I thought, played well again tonight. He set the tone, or much like last night, you know, all right, he was your backbone there for most of the game tonight, right?
Yeah, and I think there's an old hockey saying that your team takes on the confidence of its goalie, right? And you could see last night and tonight that Tommy was aggressive, and he was attacking, and he made big saves when we needed him to, and he allowed us to get out to that lead tonight. And unfortunately, we weren't able to close it out.
Yeah, that last one, you know, I'm still trying to get video replay and get a good look at it. Paul Capobianco talking about how Thompson was kind of behind Scarfone. There was some contact. Zach Schulz was in the vicinity, too. I don't know how the puck went in, but you know, when it comes to overtime, shouldn't be surprised by anything, really, right?
No. And I think you see a lot of the winning goals in overtime games, and guys on both sides are a little fatigued, right? But usually it's not the prettiest of plays, and that one sure wasn't. But give them credit for getting the net and getting a bit of a deflection. And, you know, like I said, now it's on us to kind of rinse, flush this, and move on into tomorrow.
All right. Thanks for coming up. Good luck tomorrow.
Thanks, Paul.
Sure. That's Nick Oliver, Badgers assistant coach, following a 3-2 overtime loss to Ohio State. This best-of-three series tied at 1, game 3, tomorrow night. Paul Capobianco rejoins me here in a couple of moments. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
Hello there, this is James,
Melissa,
Chad,
and Seth, inviting you to come work with us. Civic Media is looking for a full-time sales professional to work with existing and new broadcast and digital media clients.
We're a fast-growing company that offers competitive wages, benefits, a relaxed working environment that focuses on quality of life, and includes a team of support to reach our shared goals.
Join us in continuing what we have done for 80 years. Be a part of the community, put into the community, celebrate community.
Find out more by contacting Chuck at 715-935-8030 or email chuck.gennaro@civicmedia.us. All inquiries are confidential. Civic Media Incorporated is an equal opportunity employer, and we look forward to you joining us.
Join the conversation with your favorite hosts or shows anytime. Find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and LinkedIn. Share your thoughts on our social media channels wherever you are, whenever you want. The Civic Media Network of local radio stations here for you.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs, and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties invites all women to join us for the 13th annual Power of the Purse, Tuesday, March 12th at Bullseye Golf Club from 5 to 7:30. Power of the Purse is a fundraiser to support early grade literacy hosted by Women United. There will be a purse silent auction, raffles, and great food. All thanks to our diamond sponsors, Alliant Energy, Kinexus Cares, Ho-Chunk Gaming Nakusa, Paul Gross Jewelers, Walker Cranberry, and Williams Plumbing and Heating. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit us at uwswac.org or call 715-421-0390. We hope to see you at Power of the Purse.
Council.
Ohio State, a 3-2 overtime win over the Badgers tonight. Paul Capobianco back with us here. Time for our three stars of the game every night, brought to you by Everlight Solar. Save money, save the planet. Start with Everlight Solar. Who do you got?
Well, number three star, he didn't finish the game, but Joe Palatichuk for the Badgers. A goal and an assist. He got the Badgers going. He got his first goal of the season, actually, in the first period on a power play from a sharp angle, and then he made a heck of a lob pass. I don't know if it was intentional to send the Badgers on a 2-0, but it turned out that way. And it was a nice play with him. And then Cody Laskowski picking up the puck, and then finding his open teammate on the other side on the 2-0 for Kyle Kukkonen to finish and get the Badgers what was a pretty impressive 2-0 lead 26 minutes into the game or so.
Yep.
Number two star, I'm going to go with the finisher of that play, Kyle Kukkonen. He started out. He had a nice play in overtime, too, to start out the play with a drive around towards the Buckeye net, and he got the Badgers their two-goal lead that they were hoping would get them to the finish line. And then number one star, I guess it's Riley Thompson. That's who got credited for the right. game-winning goal.
I'm
not convinced it's who scored it. I'm pretty sure Aiden Hansen-Bukata did for Ohio State, but one of those two is the number one star with the game-winning goal in overtime. And Ohio State, unfortunately, comes back from two goals down, gets the overtime winner. We're going to a game three tomorrow.
Yep, we are. So the Buckeyes win here tonight in overtime 3-2. How about the energizing performance of the game brought to you by Alliant Energy?
I mentioned Joe Palatichuk already, but that first goal,
yeah.
I think Coach Oliver mentioned it was a pretty good start for the Buckeyes with the Badgers pushed back, and they got that early lead or that first period lead. Similarly, last night towards the end of the first period when Rylan Mosley scored, this time it was Joe Palatichuk. The Badgers got the early second period goal, too. So that gave the Badgers pretty good feelings. Tommy Scarfone was amazing to get them to that point, and it went from there.
Yeah. All right, our energizing performance brought to you by Alliant Energy, powering beyond for you. Well, disappointing. Another overtime loss. This is a 5-on-5 overtime loss. The Badgers fall to Buckeyes 3-2. But there's a game three tomorrow, and when it's playoff time and it's a decisive game, I don't know if I'll be able to sleep tonight. I'm wondering if the young men will be able to sleep tonight. There may be some fans that won't be able to sleep tonight. How about you?
Yeah, it's going to be one you think about for a while, but you're going to think about it, and hopefully the Badgers get angry and come out tomorrow and realize they had some unfinished business tonight that they would like to get done tomorrow so they can play again next week.
All right, Paul, nice job, and we'll see you in the morning. That's Paul Capobianco from UW Athletic Brand Communications. Badgers fall in overtime 3-2. Other scores, highlights still to come. This is Badger Hockey from Learfield.
The 2025 Wisconsin football schedule is here, and you should be too. Season tickets are on sale now, so don't miss your chance to jump around at Camp Randall Stadium this fall. Last year, 6 of 7 home games were sellouts, proof that there's nothing like game day with the Badgers. Secure your spot for marquee matchups against Ohio State, Washington, and Iowa, and enjoy the best value to see Wisconsin football in action. For more information and to get your season tickets, visit ewbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Hey Badger fans, it's Mott's Matt for Brewpub, Lots of Mott's Pizza. Basketball season is here, and there's nothing that beats sitting and listening to a Badger game while enjoying a delicious Brewpub pizza. Every game-winning shot and every sweet alley-oop deserves a pizza that's just as amazing. And you'll find that in a Brewpub Lots of Mott's Pizza. Loaded with high-quality meat and veggie toppings, then bombarded with over half a pound of award-winning Wisconsin mozzarella cheese, Brewpub pizzas are a swish of delish. Snag one today from your local grocery store or during home games in the concession stand at the Kohl Center.
To be a Badger, it takes dedication, perseverance, and an unstoppable drive for excellence. Our team at UW Health Sports Medicine is no different. We bring the same fierce Badger spirit to every surgery, therapy, and training, working tirelessly to keep Wisconsin's athletes at the top of their game. Whether it's nailing the game-winning shot or delivering top-tier care, UW Madison and UW Health are a dream team committed to achieving greatness. Together, we don't just deliver, we dominate. UW Health. Remarkable.
Mm-hmm. Postgame show continues here. Ohio State a 3-2 overtime win over Wisconsin. Highlights in just a moment. Want to get to other hockey scores from around the country or even the state of Wisconsin. And I would like to apologize. I earlier stated the incorrect score, the incorrect champion for the girls' state hockey final today at Cap Ice in Middleton. Congratulations to Bay Area for beating defending Central, defending champion Central Wisconsin Storm 8-0. Junior Faye Brunke had four goals as Bay Area wins the girls' state hockey championship. Congratulations. Tomahawk won the Division II crown, its first state title, with a 5-3 win over Amory. Jet Riley had two goals and 4 points for the Hatchets. And with the last check I had about a minute ago, with about 8 minutes to play, Madison Edgewood leads two-time defending Division I state champion Notre Dame 4-1 at Cap Ice. Edgewood, with a win, would win its first state championship. Pete Rothering, head coach, and so it looks as if the Crusaders may do that, but still some time to be played there. Also, NCAA Division III hockey today. The WIAC women's title game, the O'Brien Cup, went to UW-River Falls. The defending national champions beat Eau Claire 4-1 to win the O'Brien Cup for the sixth straight year. And in the NCHA women's tournament, St. Norbert captured the Slots Cup with a 3-2 overtime win on Tristan Wicklund's game-winning goal. WIAC men's tournament right now, the championship game for the Commissioner's Cup at Hobbs Ice Arena in Eau Claire, and Eau Claire has a 1-0 lead on River Falls with about 10 minutes to play in the third period. And for the Harris Cup in the NCHA tournament championship at Cornerstone Community Center in De Pere, St. Norbert has a 5-2 lead on